Skinner? Skinner here. Anderson? Bradford?
Here.
Bradford here. Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell here. Stone? Weiner?
Here.
Weiner here.
Members, SB 497 would permit a peace officer to store a handgun in a locked center utility console of a vehicle that does not have a trunk. This would secure the safety of the handgun when the peace officer is not within proximity to the vehicle to reasonably prevent unauthorized access to the vehicle for its contents. Seems common sense. If your vehicle doesn't have a trunk, you can't lock your gun in a trunk. But if you have a center console that has a lock on it, you should be able to lock your gun safely in the center console if you're a police officer and you have a weapon. It was brought to my attention by local police officers and respectfully asked for an aye vote.
Are there any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? All right, seeing none, members, do you have any questions? Or go ahead, Senator Anderson.
You know what, I don't have a problem with this bill other than there's no law enforcement in support. And so maybe you could address that, because I would have thought we'd at least have one letter, even if it's just the officer that brought it to your attention.
Originally, this bill had the one gun a month provision in it, which, as you know, was quite controversial. And so there was support from the gun activist folks and not support from the other side. We took that provision out, leaving just this, which didn't give us time to go out and wrangle support. But it was brought to this particular piece of that bill was brought to my attention by law enforcement wanting to have this. So
okay.
Everybody was staying away from the other bill because it was, you know, NRA on one side, gun activists on the other side. So it was a different bill.
Well, I appreciate this bill much more than the last version of the bill.
Which is why there was strong support from one side and opposition from the other.
I'm happy to move the bill and support it right now. I asked my staff to reach out just to get the pulse. If you got a letter of support, it'd make it so much easier for everybody.
I will get the Glendale.
At least for me.
I'll get the Glendale POA to send a letter.
Well, so moved.
All right, we have a motion, Senator Jackson.
I don't quite get the purpose of this bill. You're a police officer. Is this when you're off duty and you're carrying your gun around?
Right. If you're a police officer and you are driving home and you stop in a restaurant with your family or you go to a ball game and you have a pickup truck or you have a car that doesn't have a trunk, under current law, you have to lock your gun in your trunk. So if you have a vehicle, typically a pickup truck, that doesn't have a trunk, you're stuck. And so this says, if you have a pickup truck and you have a center console that has a secure lock on it, in lieu of the fact that your car doesn't have a trunk, you can lock it in your center console.
But if the center console, most cars, unless I don't drive trucks, so maybe all trucks have a locked console. Most of them don't have a locked console. Are we going to
Then they can't use it.
So specifically, it has to be locked.
Right. That's the whole point. The whole point is to lock the gun securely so somebody can't just open up your center console or, you know, if you put it underneath your seat, you know, this is to lock the gun securely. And under current law, you can lock it in your trunk.
I understand.
But if you have a vehicle that doesn't have a trunk, you have to either go buy a lockbox.
I understand that, Senator.
Right.
My confusion is that is this only if you are going to and from work and are not on duty, or is this any?
My question
is, if I'm a police officer, I'm off duty, does this allow me to keep a locked gun in my car, even though I'm not on duty, even though I'm not headed to work or headed anywhere? Am I entitled, because of this bill, to be able to drive around with a gun in my car because it's in a locked container?
Under current law, you are allowed to do that. The only difference is, under current law, if you have a pickup truck, you have buy a box. Right? You have to buy a lockbox.
Right.
And put the gun in the lockbox if you leave the car. If you're in the car, but if you leave your car, you have to go buy a lock. Okay. All this is saying is cars that don't have a trunk,
The officer doesn't have to go get the expense of buying the lockbox. If your center console meets that criteria, you can use your center console. If your center console doesn't lock...
But it doesn't extend, it doesn't expand the ability...
No rights.
No.
No additional rights. Thank you. That's what I want to know. Thanks so much. Sorry for my inarticulateness.
No. And the point is well taken, because if the center console doesn't lock, you can't use it.
Any other questions by any committee members? Senator Bradford.
Yeah, so if you don't have a locking center console, do you resort back to buying a lockbox to store your gun?
Right, that's your option. But that's the current law that says that you have to go out and buy the lockbox. And I just thought, when it was brought to my attention, if you had a trunk, the law also allows you to lock it in your trunk. But if you have a pickup truck, you don't have a trunk. And so if you have a locked console, you can use that in lieu of the trunk or in lieu of purchasing the box.
And this is while you're off duty.
Correct.
Well, I mean, because most of my friends are in law enforcement, they keep their gun on their person, whether they're on duty or off duty. So I didn't know this was a real issue. So
sometimes they want to go into a ball game and they don't want to take their gun, or they want to go to a restaurant with their family. And under current law, you have to either lock it in your trunk or buy a lockbox. This just says if you have a console that locks, you can use that.
All right. Any other questions by committee members? All right, we have a motion.
You're standing.
Roll call, please.
Because you have it.
Motion is amendments be concurred in. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Thank you.
All right, the bill is passed, and the committee is now adjourned.
Thank you.